You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to the Girl CEO Podcast, the playground for female entrepreneurs. My name is Ronnie Brown, and I'm the author of Amazon's best-selling book, From Mopping Floors to Making Millions, and was once a teen mom turned millionaire business mentor. I created my Girl CEO community for women like you. Girl CEO, you are a trailblazer, a creative, an innovator, a boss, and a woman who knows that she deserves more. Join me each week while we uncover what it truly takes to be your own boss and become a successful Girl CEO. And don't worry, sis, I got you.
Hey, Tracy.
Hey, lady, how are you?
I'm good. You ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right, y'all. So first and foremost, thank you guys for joining. I felt like this was a really important topic tonight. The first thing I want to say is to everyone that is on here, I want you to go ahead and just invite a friend, you know, comment in the chat when you've shared this with one friend. But this is a conversation that I personally feel like it needs to be had. And the reason it needs to be had is because there are so many entrepreneurs right now who, you know, they have businesses, they have companies that they're running, they're doing day-to-day sales with their businesses, but now they're realizing that they're going to have to do something different. And the thing that they're going to have to do that is going to be a little different than what they're used to is building out that personal brand. This isn't working, so I'm just gonna put it right here. Is building out that personal brand. And I think for so long, so many entrepreneurs did not realize that the personal brand was going to be necessary and that it was going to be needed, that it was going to be a thing. You guys were just like, you know, I'm going to start this company, I'll be good to go. But things are changing now. Things are changing a lot. And I'm working with entrepreneurs like yourself every single day who are realizing that there is a shift that has been taking place. So I'm going to start off with allowing you to introduce yourself and tell everyone about who you are and what you do as far as your business.
As far as my business. Well, that's the easy part, right? So hi, everyone. Thank you, Ronnie, for having me and for us having this conversation, which is really needed and necessary. My name is Tracy Collins, and I'm the CEO and the founder of the National Black Doulas Association, which is the largest Black and BIPOC birth doula training company and database, paid database in the world. And we train people all over the globe. And we also have members all over the globe who are helping to mitigate the Black maternal death rate. And I'm also a creative. So I have my own day in the city of Oakland because of my arts affiliation and for my writing and for my producing. But Ronnie is absolutely correct. And when I tell you, like, things grow on my business page so easily, but baby, the personal stuff.
It's a different ball game, Tracy. And you've been in business for how long?
Total 23 years, and I launched my national company. I stopped doing direct to client services in 2017, 2018, and I launched the national company October 25th, 2017, and it quickly grew to be the largest, so much so that we have like major corporate and private alignment.
Yeah, and let's just talk about what success looks like for you these days in your business, some of your accomplishments.
Okay. You're talking about business and what success looks like to me?
Go over
to the other side. Okay.
Go ahead.
For business, honestly, for me, business, the success is making a difference. People are always focused on the dollar, but they're not focused on making a difference. And they don't realize when they start helping other people, that's when the dollars come. And in my company, we focus on mitigating the Black maternal death rate. We also focus on empowering Black and BIPOC people to become professionals in education and training and all of that so they can have a viable six-figure career in that field. And honestly, until I became so public on that platform, people never saw a person like me wrapped in this skin being successful in that field. But it's really about making a difference. Just like Ronnie gets on and she makes a difference in people's lives, you know, we do the same thing. And it's not until you start really focusing on the difference that the dollars come, and people often get that reverse.
And I love it. And what I wanted to just kind of point out during this conversation was that you have the success in your business. You have a very successful business. I think, if I'm not mistaken, your company is a seven-figure company. Am I correct?
Yeah, we've made it in the seven figure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she runs a seven-figure company, and often I attract high-quality clients like her who have experienced massive success in business and now are on the journey to monetize their personal brand from a personal brand perspective. All right. And for so long, it was just like, hey, I had this seven-figure company over here and you guys are doing amazing. You know, you've made millions of dollars, but now you are ready to position yourself to build a personal brand. And the personal brand is where so many entrepreneurs struggle with. And I want to stress this. If you do not have a personal brand, it is so important that you focus on creating your personal brand, because marketing is changing so much to the point that people want to know people. People want to connect with people. And I get this question a lot. And the question is, do I really need to have a personal brand? Why can't I just do this company that I'm doing? All right. I don't really want to tap into personal branding. I just want to kind of be behind my company. I want to hide over here. And what I want to say is things are changing. People are buying into people. People want to know who you are. People want to feel connected to an actual person. And I'm working with so many CEOs right now who are in that transitional point of, okay, I just want to put myself out there as I am. I do not want to always have to show up talking about my company. I would love to show the behind the scenes of my life. I would love to show some of the things that I'm passionate about. Ronnie, I am getting so lost in my work that I do not even believe that people know who I am. Every time people talk to me, we're always talking about this business. Or I've outgrown this business, right? And now we're taking a shift. So the answer to the question is yes, personal brand presence is important right now. You can monetize your personal brand the same way that you are able to monetize your business brand. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about how you are transitioning, Tracy, and what that has looked like for you. And I want to kind of give a disclaimer here. Tracy is struggling in this area right now because she is business, and switching over, going into personal branding has been extremely difficult for her, because most of you all, you know, one thing and one thing only. That means that every time you show up on social media, that's all you know how to do is sell. sell your company. Okay. So let's talk about this transition and what it's been like for you.
I don't want to say it's been hell, but it hasn't been easy. It has not been easy. I show up as my personal self on my business page and people buy into my personality, the fact that I'm real, they can relate, and therefore they buy into my company. But then when I transition over to the personal side, it's like, yeah, what am I going to talk to y'all about? What you want to know? What? And there's so much that we don't think is content that is actual content. And that's one of the things that I've learned in working with you, is that just your everyday life is content. So being more diligent about just me as a person, I love traveling. I'm outside of the country right now, and how I'm merging being a CEO and a traveler at the same time and still securing major contracts is really important. What it's like to go grocery shopping or getting your nails done in another country, or just the stuff that we do on an everyday basis. And I like the fact that you said, you know, how difficult it is, but how just showing up, you know, authentically is difficult, because you think that that's not what people want to see, but people actually do want to see that. They want to see the relatability. They want to see who are you behind the scenes. And so really trying to find that balance is where I'm at. Like, do I really want to talk to y'all? What the fuck are we talking about? Like, it's more like that.
Yeah, for me. For sure. Mm-hmm. And let me ask you a question. Now that we are, you know, building out the personal brand the way that you all, you know, you are building out the personal brand right now, if you can go back, right, which one would you think that you would have started to build online first?
Definitely the personal. Absolutely, hands down, because it allows me to be just me in so many different areas. One of my pet peeves is boxing me in, and I feel like my company, you know, people box you in because people have to process how they want to categorize you. Well, that's the sure way. Like, let me just piss you off real quick, because I'm going to switch up on your ass. And in your personal brand, you can just say, yeah, I'm this, but I'm this too. I'm this, yep, but I'm also this. And so it allows for more fluidity.
And I want to 110% agree with that, because what I've noticed is once people start to put themselves in this box from a company perspective, it is so difficult for them to have everyday conversations, for them to create everyday content. And that's all they start to do is show up with a sale, show with a new product, show up with a new launch. That's all they're doing. And the audience, after, it seems very wow initially, but 5 years down the line, it's like, how many wows would people have, right? How long will they be excited about your new sale or your new course or your new product if that's what it is every single day? And I just think that you have to learn how to take your audience on a journey with you personally before you shove a new offer down their throat. Every single day, it becomes very redundant. And I was out this weekend with two of my friends, and one of my friends, who has a very successful company as well, in government contracting, said, you know, I can tell when people are literally dependent on Instagram and social media to sell products every single day, because it's like they're just showing up and every day there's a new offer. Every day, you know, there's a new product. Every day there's a new sale. Every day it's a call to action under their post, versus them just taking people on the journey with them. They're selling something every single day. Mm-hmm. And what I realized is that these people, they don't have company pages. They don't even have company pages. Like, they are the talent. And what I begin to think about is, what are they going to do if the company was to ever get acquired? Or, you know, they want to say 10 years from now, hey, I want to sell this to someone, and it's their personal page.
Yeah, and that's one of the things in the acquisition process. The further you can remove yourself away from your business, the better. And a company or an individual is not going to acquire your company if you are so solely attached to it. If you're the brand, then there's no sale there. So having your company being able to stand on its own, and then you still have your personal brand that you are just as committed to, if not more, allows you to make the exit plan or have the exit plan in place. You never want to start a company or never want to start anything when it comes to business without an exit strategy always in the back of your on the back of your mind, because it's going to pigeonhole you.
100%. And I think that when it comes to Black and brown business owners, we never think about the acquisition. We never think about someone coming and offering us $300 million for our business, or, you know, $200 million for our business, because we never think that far. And we have to start thinking that far and that big for ourselves and our companies, because it can't happen. And I think that we also have to start building brands as if these things will potentially happen for us, right? Mm-hmm. When we look at other ethnicities, they are preparing, you know, for those moments of selling their brands and those acquisitions and those $100 and $200 and $300 million offers. And we are just blending in our personal life with our companies, with our family vacations. And when you look up our companies, they don't have separate standalone brand presence. Mm-hmm. And I think that is what's missing in a lot of our marketing and in our branding as entrepreneurs.
And then also to further expand on that, we need to own our own IP. What's up with y'all not owning your own intellectual property? I own trademarks. I own copyrights. It is imperative, because that's another stream of revenue and licensing that you can generate for yourself. So people are creating all of this content, but do you own it? You know, you're creating all of these eBooks or these courses, or like my name is trademarked. It's officially registered. And I told you that last week, you know, it's officially registered, and it takes a year for a trademark to be registered, at least a year, you know. So it's like making sure that you really put your stamp on your shit. So, because when you decide to exit, or in that exit strategy, or in that exiting package, this, I own this, I own this, I own this. That social media is a stream of revenue. The social media that you built up under your business is a stream of revenue. That licensing, all of that IP is a stream of revenue. Those are all leverageable. And we're missing out on opportunity when it comes to that.
Yeah, and I 100% want to also just add to that. It's like also getting your intellectual property, you know, getting that stuff copywritten, right? Mm-hmm. And thinking about how to actually license that to companies and make money and monetize that on a bigger scale. But what I want to also stress is you removing yourself from that work, the work woman, right? That work woman mode, and always being on, and then having a platform that you can come on over to on Saturdays and Sundays or a few days a week and just be yourself, where you're not on 100, where you're not holding up a product, you know, when you're not selling your coaching program, where you're just showing the behind the scenes of your life. And I always tell people, I'm like, you know, when did you start following me, or how did you find me? Very few people say, I found one of your companies first, and then, you know, I looked you up, and then I found you. 90% of the people that I have ran into, and I've had this conversation, I've asked them this question. When I asked them the question, they said, I found your personal page, and then I started to look into your businesses. And we need to understand how powerful and how magnetic actual personality is. We are people's people. We like thrive from people. We get our energy from people, right? We like to connect with people. And some of us are so hardcore sales every day that there is no personal presence, and people don't know who we are.
Right, right. And I mean, I just want to share myself luxuriating in the pool.
Yeah, and that's content.
And Playa. Like, I just want to, you know, I don't want to show up and talk company stuff. I don't. And it gets exhausting. That's another thing. And it makes you not want to produce. It's like, oh my God, I got to do this. I got to. And you don't ever want to be there. You want to be able to have the freedom to just be. And that's honestly, Ronnie, the way that I see a lot of Black women transitioning now. They just want to show up as themselves. And I tell Black women, I'm like, you know, you just showing up as yourself is enough, right? Mm-hmm. Just you. There's value in you by itself. You know,
for sure.
we're sold and we're told that we have to do this and do this and attain this and attain that. And it's all bullshit because it's just the barometer being set and pushed further and further. But when you show up as just you, you already have so much value in just your lived experiences, and sharing that is where the key element and the interpersonal connection is.
100%. And I will also just stress that we have to get into a place of simply taking people on the journey with us, instead of trying to shove an offer down their throat every single time you look up at them. It's like, with me, you're going to know who I am and what I do, but it's not going to come from a pushy sales perspective. It is going to come from a, hey, this is what I've been working on. This is who I've been working with. This is what we're creating. Go on this journey with me. Here's some behind the scenes. It's going to come from that perspective.
And it takes a long time. We live in a microwave society. Oh, we want instant gratification. And one of the things that I learned from my generation is that I had to work with people younger than me. I had to work with millennials, you know. So don't miss out on that opportunity to learn from other people just because you think that there is no connection. But when I started integrating millennials into my branding, it was like the whole shit changed.
The whole thing changed. Yeah. And I want to just also stress this, because social media kind of makes us think that things happen so fast. It takes time to build trust.
And consistency. And
trust does, the way that trust is established and the time that it takes to establish trust, it doesn't change. You know, whether you are in a personal relationship, whether you are in a business relationship, whether you are in, you know, a spiritual relationship, okay? Trust takes time to be built. Right. And why am I saying that? I'm saying that because a lot of you all, you get on these platforms, you say, okay, I'm building this personal brand, and you start putting out your content, and 30 days later, or 60 days later, or 90 days later, or even 6 months later, you're like, okay, I'm ready to sell to these people. And they're like, oh, look at her. This was all the plan, all the buildup, all the strategy for her to just try to sell this offer. You have to put in time. I've been building my personal brand for probably over 10 years now. Okay. Mm-hmm. I've been building my companies for just as long. I started Girl CEO, I believe, in 2017. I started Herlistic, I believe, in 2019 or 2020. And I'm still building those. But it took me years, all right, to build my personal brand. And I'm still building it to this day. And I'm taking people on a journey with me versus trying to shove something down their throat. So I want to answer a few questions before we go. What would you have done differently when it came to building and establishing your personal brand because of what you know now?
I would have started with me more, but also knowing when I started like creating like projects, and like social media has changed a lot too. It has, you know, it used to be pictures. Now it's all video content. So jumping on the bandwagon sooner when it comes to just me personally. Yeah. I mean, I can do all the creative stuff. I can do all of the business stuff. I can build a business in my sleep at this point. Honestly, I will build a business in my sleep, but it's more about, let me just take you on the journey. Let me show you how it's done. And let me show you the ugly part, because social media makes you think that, or help it forces everything has to be pretty and clean and crisp. And it's so not at all.
For sure. And then, you know, now as a 7-figure earner, you know, having a huge multi-million-dollar company with all the success and all the partnerships and strategic alignment that you all have going on, is it too late to come out of the shell? Like, you're now just working with me, and you know, you're like, okay, Ronnie, this is insane, but I'm doing this. To anyone who feels like it's too late, they don't have content to create, they missed the bus, what would you say to them?
Like, get on the bus. It's never too late. But also know that you're the shit. Like, I'm the fucking fit. Like, honestly, to know me is like, oh, you're privileged. And I'm privileged. But I take the value in knowing other people the same way.
Yeah.
And so definitely honoring that, respecting that, to be in alignment with Ronnie, and for you to share your platform with me, I take that as no small feat whatsoever. I'm thankful for it. But just like, you know, having the confidence and putting yourself out there. People gonna talk anyway, so you might as well just be you.
Love it. And then last question, What would you say was one of the biggest contributing factors towards the success that you're experiencing overall today?
Consistency.
Y'all gonna get tired of hearing that word.
Consistency. Authenticity. And it doesn't matter if I'm in a room full of Black people or if I'm in a room full of white CEOs or whomever, my conversation and my content is going to be the same, and the authority that I speak with is going to remain the same. So those two things is just being true.
Love it. I love it. Well, let me just say this. Congratulations, you all. You guys are going to get to see Tracy transition into more lifestyle content, more behind the scenes of her life, her travel, her day to day, the things that are important to her, her mental health moments, and just all the good stuff that she's going to be showing that she has not been showing. You guys are going to get to see that now. In addition to that, I just want to say congratulations to you. I'm proud of you. I'm watching you evolve. I better see that content from this travel, or we gonna fight.
I do. I'm gonna pick him up. I guess so. Let me just be real. I don't like IG, and the reason why I don't like it is, number one, they bite other people's shit. The algorithm is always changing. Adam gets his ass on here every week talking about the recent updates that he done stole from TikTok or YouTube. It's just like, come on now, can we have some consistency? And then they also focus on the aesthetics when people really just want, what do you look like, or things that are not being pushed or pretty or popular. And I think if we see more real people sharing their journey, I think, you know, overall IG would see more of an engagement.
Yeah, let me just say this. I hear people say this all the time, but when I put out good content, I see good stuff, right? I see good engagement. Yeah. So you are the algorithm. If you put out good content, it's people out here that are standing up, talking in the middle of the street every morning, and their engagement is there. So you have to put out quality content that your audience wants to see. And if you are putting out the content that your audience wants to see, then your engagement will not be low. You won't be worried about Adam and what he got going on. You'll just be
sick of paying him. I'm gonna block him coming up in my
I'm here for him, and I'm here with for all that they're doing their company. They have to make their money. Yeah. But when I'm not focused on that. I'm focusing on putting out content that is true to me, that allows me to be my authentic self, that allows my audience to go on the journey with me. And when I'm doing that, guess what? Once I press post, I'm not worried about anything else. I'm not doing this for views. I'm not doing this for viral moments. I'm not doing this for, hey, why aren't they seeing my content? The people who want to see my content, y'all are going to turn on y'all post notifications for my page if you don't have them on. Turn them on right now, and I'm not going to have to worry about that. The people who are supposed to see it, I am believing that God is going to allow them to see it. And it's just that simple.
Yeah, I believe that too. That comes from like the artist in me. It's like, it don't matter who's in that audience. It could be two people. You better put on the whoever meant to be there will be there. Who's ever meant to receive will receive.
Once I press that post button, I ain't thinking about it after that. I'm just, this is my diary. This is my diary. Is that simple? And when I get to the point where I'm overthinking things too much, it no longer becomes a diary. It becomes forced content that I'm posting for traffic, analytics, perfection. I'm not operating in my authentic space. I am tapped out of my purpose at that point, because I'm on here for purpose. I'm not on here to get recognition, to go viral, to be popular. If that happens in the process, great, because I'm still going to be focused on my purpose. But I ain't worried about none of that stuff, right? This is my diary. You all get to see the virtual diary, and this is how I want you all to look at it. We are here on assignment. Well, this is not a popularity contest, okay? Right. There are people on here that are super popular and have no substance. But I'm a believer that if you just continue to put out things that are true to your heart, that are representation of who you are, then in due time, people will catch up and they will realize how fucking dope you are. And it's just that simple.
I agree.
All right, y'all. Well, thanks for tuning in. Tracy, thanks, I'm proud of you.
Thank you,
everyone who is a part of our CEO Society. You all, I am literally teaching content creation tonight. So make sure you all tune in. I'm going live in about 5 minutes over on the CEO Society. I will be teaching content creation, so do not miss out. If you are a part of the CEO Society, then I'll see you over on the inside. And if you are listening to this as a replay later on, make sure you all come and find me on Instagram at R-O-N-N-E Brown. All right. And let me know how this live woke you up or made a difference in your life. If you're watching this live, make sure you tap up here where it says personal branding. Make sure you follow me. Make sure you follow Tracy so you guys can hold her accountable and see her content creation as well. And I'll see you all soon.
All right. Bye, Ronnie. I'll talk to you later. Thank you. Right, bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.